My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the WFAN Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Monday, March 15th. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Yankees beat the Phillies 4-2 in Tampa. Another strong outing from Domingo Germán. Four scoreless. He walked one and struck out six. Germán has not allowed a run in nine innings so far this spring. He's pitching well. Davey Garcia also pitching well. You know, the Yankees have five rotation spots, obviously, and they'll kick in a little bit more as they try to spread it out, add innings for guys. So they always say you need six or seven or eight. This year, they probably need 10, 11, maybe even 12. At the beginning of the year right now, things look pretty good because they still have all their rotation options on the table. That's a good problem for Aaron Boone as he tries to decide. It looks like it's coming down to Germán versus Garcia when you consider Gerrit Cole as the obvious number one. Corey Kluber and Jameson Taillon acquired with the idea that they have secure roster rotation spots, rather. And Jordan Montgomery is a returning member as well. So with a fifth starter spot still open, all the options are still on the table for Aaron Boone. You're still 2.5 weeks from opening day, but you have the problem that everybody wants to have right now. You have everybody healthy and pitching well. So how do you decide when you're trying to fill out the back of your rotation?
Well, we got a couple of weeks to go, and we'll decide. You know, we'll have a lot of conversation about it, and try and make the best decision for us. You know, in the immediate, and I caution everyone. You know, it's always again we're going to lean on. We know a lot of these guys throughout the year, and you know, the decision for April 1st isn't the final decision. So, you know, it's, you know, I go back to, you know, a couple of years ago, when DJ LeMahieu wasn't in the starting lineup on opening day, you know, I knew he was going to play pretty much every day, but it's like somebody's got to sit on opening day and it's going to look, and that's the story. But, you know, it's a long season, and I just feel really good about where all our starters or slash guys that give us length, I feel like we're in a pretty good spot with them right now, and we're going to need them all.
Now, as they will use more than five starters, there's still going to be a very large bullpen contingent there and roles for long relievers, perhaps to piggyback starts, things like that. Is it possible, Boone was asked, that either Germán or Garcia could be used in a bullpen role?
I guess anything's sort of possible as things unfold. But, you know, right now we kind of love where they're at. They're getting built up and, you know, kind of see them in that role.
So it looks like one of them will be a starter and one of them will probably be at the alternate site, which eventually becomes AAA. There are minor league options available for both guys. We'll see how things play out over the course of these next 2 weeks. It's hard to deny either one, Herman or Garcia at this point. They've pitched that well, and I think the idea is going to be they're just, you know, what they really want is for them to keep doing this over the next 2 weeks, and they just have to pick one because either one will be a good choice at that point. You don't want to be forced into a situation where an injury causes you to make the decision, because obviously that depletes from the depth that you are talking about. So Aaron Boone on the rotation options. Mentioned Corey Kluber. He will throw again later this week, and he's looked pretty sharp so far in his outings. He pitched again last Saturday and looked very good. It's hard to get to know Corey Kluber, though. He is quite quiet, and you know his nickname, Klubot. It infers that everything is very robotic and not a lot of emotion. That's exactly kind of what we've seen so far in the first few weeks of spring training. Without the ability to kind of, you know, sit down with Kluber and kind of see how he interacts with teammates this spring because of the COVID protocols and no clubhouse access, you know, you kind of left to wonder. So I went to Terry Francona, manager of the Cleveland Indians. He managed Kluber for 7 seasons, including 2 Cy Young Award-winning seasons. You'd think Francona knows Kluber about as well as anybody. So in order for you and I to get to know Kluber a little bit more, I had this conversation earlier on Monday with Terry Francona. We're trying to get to know Corey Kluber and what he's all about. What stands out to you about the time you spent with him?
You know, I would say probably good luck, because as far as the, you know, he probably puts up a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a wall or, you know, he's really good with his teammates and his friends, but I think he's not going to open up to people he doesn't know. And not a lot of people are like that. That's okay. I mean, he's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. I mean, and I've been doing this a long time. It's just, you know, he's so consistent at such a high, and the bar is so high. And I mean, he made himself into one of the best pitchers in baseball. It wasn't because he threw 100. He just literally worked himself into being one of the best pitchers. Easy guy to root for.
If he's healthy, what do the Yankees get out of him?
Well, one is I hope he skips when we play him. I hope it's not his turn in the rotation. I mean, you're getting a guy that, again, I don't know where he's at physically right now, but I mean, this is a guy that won Cy Young's and he logged innings, and, you know, it seemed like he had some fluky injuries. I mean, I know they were serious, but I'm not too sure they were just because of his workload. I mean, he got hit by a line drive. You know, those things happen. So does it end up really helping him? Who knows? I mean, but I guarantee one thing. He's not going to shortchange them on effort. He'll give himself the best chance to be the best pitcher he can be.
You're right about the fluky injuries. It's still hard, though, sometimes, even when guys miss time and as they get older, to just get back to where they were, regardless of how the injuries occurred. From what you know about him, what you're describing about how he works, his work ethic, what tells you he can get back to being at least a high percentage of what he was a couple of years ago?
Well, again, he's going to give himself every chance possible, or the best chance possible. And I agree with what you said. Sometimes as you get some age under you and you miss time or you have injuries, maybe you're not the same person. I don't know. But like I said, it's not going to be because of effort. You know, and he really gets after it. And you know, like I said, he's an easy guy to root for. I certainly don't want him to beat us, because that, you know, that's not, but I mean, I hope he comes back, and I hope he's awesome. Because when guys leave, you don't lose your fondness for them. You know, it's just part of the game.
You got to know him pretty well, I would think. What is something that you learned about him? And maybe it took time for you to learn it, but what is something that you learned about him that people watching him just don't get about him?
Well, I think sometimes guys that are quieter or maybe stoic, people don't realize the fire that burns inside. You know, he's as competitive as anybody, probably more so than most. But he's so even-keeled, the other team never knows if he's mad, happy, or in between. And I think he uses that to his advantage.
Is there anything that makes him laugh? Do you see him have fun?
Yeah, he's kind of a closet prankster. But again, you got to get that stuff from him, because if he wanted you to know that, he'd tell you. I don't want to be, you know, he's again, he gets around his buddies. He's he's a little, he's not certainly not the loudest, but he can be a little sneaky.
I think we'd all love to get a glimpse at Corey Kluber, the prankster. Right now, Brett Gardner is holding the championship belt in the Yankees clubhouse for prankster. And he doesn't look like he wants to give it up anytime soon. But if Corey Kluber is pulling clubhouse pranks, it probably means that he's very healthy and playing very well, pitching very well, and is blending in well to that Yankees clubhouse. But a little insight there from Terry Francona on who Corey Kluber is and what Yankee fans might be hopefully willing to see, hopefully able to see, as this season moves along. Want to remind you to subscribe to the WFAN Baseball Insiders podcast. You'll get my Yankees reports and Ed Coleman's Mets reports delivered to you daily. Also want to tell you that if you go to the WFAN Carton and Roberts page, you can hear a conversation they had Monday with Aaron Judge, who's having a good spring in one regard. He is healthy and taking the field, and a little insight into Judge and how he's approaching this spring and what he looks for this season as he joined Craig Carton and Evan Roberts on WFAN earlier on Monday. So go to their page and check that out as well. Don't forget to hit subscribe, review, and as I like to say, all that jazz. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.